The economy must be getting better. Just ask players in the bond market. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The payroll company ADP adds all those names up ahead of the government's official employment report on Friday. The ADP numbers are out today, and they show that in May, 201,000 more people were on private sector payrolls. Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
So you look at a figure like that, 201,000. Is that good? Is that just okay?
I think it's pretty good. It's consistent with a pattern we've seen of employment growth over the last 12, 15 months, with the exception being March's report. And today's number was about spot on expectations and a little better than what we saw last month. So on balance, I'd say it's kind of a Goldilocks figure.
All right. Now, I also don't want to forget interest rates this morning. The 10-year bond yield is up sharply today. I'm looking at it as we speak, just under 2.33%. That's what happens when people sell these bonds and the yield goes up. What's the matter with bonds?
Well, first of all, again, that payroll number coming in reasonably good, which means that, again, worries among those who consider the Fed's policy as something that could disrupt the climb in equity prices gives more of an input for the Federal Reserve to potentially raise interest rates here in the second half. But in addition to that, our bond market is trading off of global bond yields, which have also moved up rather dramatically. And in fact, we got a reading just yesterday, particularly out of Europe, that actually showed positive inflation readings. And that's what's helping to put pressure on bond prices there, and it's spilling over into our market.
Mark Lucchini at Janney Montgomery Scott is also president of Janney Capital Management. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Some new numbers on gender and the financial services industry. Just 2% of the investment funds in America are managed by women, who represent 10% of all portfolio managers. This according to numbers from the investment fund research firm Morningstar. Other professions have much more gender diversity, and women are much more likely to become doctors, lawyers, and accountants than investment managers. Morningstar says investors are losing out when they don't get access to the best talent. Now, 2008 revisited. Was Richard Fold, the former CEO of Lehman Brothers, rewriting history during his first public appearance since the collapse of his firm helped precipitate a global financial crisis? First appearance other than a congressional hearing room. Marketplace contributor and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan felt the need to set the record straight after reading accounts of what Dick Fold said. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So Mr. Fold's view seems to be that his company was caught up back then in some kind of perfect storm. Events conspired. Sometimes it rains. That's not how you would write the history of Lehman?
Actually not. First, when you're running a multi-billion dollar company, you should invest in an umbrella. And second, the complaint that I was just a victim seems completely ungracious coming from someone like him.
You've spent a lot of time thinking about, writing about, analyzing the great financial collapse. I mean, what was Lehman's role in a nutshell then?
The firm was way overextended. It had zillions of toxic mortgage securities. It had made some very, very bad purchases of real estate assets. It went under. It couldn't get its hands on enough money to finance itself, and it went under.
Now, Wall Street can be about betting to win. Mr. Fold seemed to bet that he would get bailed out in this situation. He lost the bet.
He did indeed, and so did the employees of Lehman. I know this from having read a million accounts of what happened, and he was holding out for a better price. Suddenly, there was nothing to hold out for, and he was toast.
But ultimately, it seems to me, it may not be about Richard Fold. It's about responsibility and accountability when things do go wrong like this.
Right. When you're the CEO of a company and the company fails, you should at least think that maybe it has something to do with you. And in the case of Lehman, it had a lot to do with him. He didn't lead it properly. He didn't manage the risk. Yet he made hundreds of millions of dollars along the way.
So did you reach out to him in the wake of his public appearance to get some comment?
Well, he didn't tell me anything. He continued a decades-long pattern of not taking my call, not returning my call, not giving me an interview. Consistency is always nice.
Marketplace contributor Alan Sloan's also columnist for The Washington Post. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Mm-hmm. The big dinosaur movie is headed to theaters next week. Jurassic World is on track to have one of the biggest openings of the year, a boon to its producer, Legendary Pictures, and to the distributor, Universal. But the movie may also help natural history museums. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Paleontologists have to do a lot of digging to tell a story. I did not. Pretty much every natural history museum I called is doing something to capitalize on Jurassic World.
Well, we felt like Jurassic World was a great opportunity for us to sneak in a little promotion.
That's Randall Gann from the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. It'll have a booth at one of the biggest theaters in Albuquerque on opening day, with staff, brochures, and
a giant T-Rex skull.
Cool. The Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman, Montana, will screen the movie before it opens. Tickets, which cost as much as $75, sold out in hours. Matthew Mossbrucker directs the Morrison Natural History Museum in Colorado. He says Jurassic World is above all else a teaching opportunity. For one thing, Hollywood dinosaurs are inappropriately large.
I've seen many times people stand in front of the skull of a T-Rex and wonder if it was a baby, even though it's as big as a washing machine.
The goal is to turn fans of Hollywood's supersized prehistoric creatures into fans of the real thing. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Remember, adults, set a good example. It's Diplodocus, not Diplodocus. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.